really keep an eye out on when you start to fall into the competitive mindset, because that is instantly going to lower your vibration. And we're all playing a vibration game right now. That's literally the only game that we're playing. Even when you think about law of attraction, manifesting, you can't even have that conversation until you think about the law that comes before the law of attraction, which is the law of vibration. And that is that every single thing is constantly moving, is constantly in motion. Everything that has ever been created, will ever be created, is already here. And we are just constantly changing things into different forms and different fields using the power of our own energy and our own electromagnetic fields. Welcome to Trujectory, the podcast committed to helping you step into your true path, your purpose work. There is nothing better than being able to do what you love every single day and to get paid for it. I lived many years of my life working jobs that didn't align with me, and I know how rough that feels. I want to see as many people as possible stepping into the work that truly lights their soul on fire. This is your space to come and be reminded that you can create the life that you're dreaming of and to learn exactly how to do it. This is your space to be inspired by those who have been bold enough to follow their passions and have created their dream life because of it. If you're ready to stop playing small, stop holding yourself back, and start aligning with your trajectory, let's do it. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in today. I am so grateful for your time. I know how valuable your time is. And so I really want to jam-pack this episode full of value. I want to talk about a few things that are stopping you from finding and being able to step into your purpose. So if you are one of the seekers, just like I am, and you really want to step into that work that your soul came here to do, the work that is so aligned with you, with your unique one-of-a-kind essence, the work that makes you wake up every single morning going, oh my God, I can't believe I get to do this every single day. And on top of that, I get paid for it as well. What the fuck? I want to see you doing that. So if you're someone who is seeking your purpose, let's have a look at a few of the things that can really be holding you back. Okay, so number one, comparison and envy. This is such a big one for so many people. It's really easy to get caught up in comparison and envy, right? It's, you know, there's so many opportunities for you to do that. Just open up your socials and you can very easily fall into that. So there's a choice that you really need to make here. If you're stepping into your purpose, this is a big choice you've got to make. You can choose between having a creator mindset or a competitive mindset. And if you choose competitive, which of course, you know, as you can imagine, is usually quite a subconscious choice. You're not aware that you're doing that until you, you know, feel like shit and you're blaming everyone else for your situation and wishing you had this and, oh, they just got this because, and judging and gossip and all the things that come along with comparison and envy. If you find yourself in a competitive mindset, that means on a deep subconscious level that you are living in scarcity, that you have a lack mentality, that you believe there's not enough for everyone. You believe that they've got something that you want and you can't have, so you're jealous. If you truly believed that you're living in an abundant world where you actually can have anything that you want, anything you put your mind to, anything that you call in magnetically with energetics, if you really believe that, then anytime you see someone with something that you have, you would just be inspired. You would just be like, oh, cool, there's another idea. Oh, I want that too. I'm going to add that to my list. Oh, I'm going to start calling that in as well. And good on them. Because you would also understand that we are all the same thing. We're all a part of the same system. We're like, I've said it before, but the best analogy I can think of right now is, you know, roots of a tree or fingers of the same hand. We're all here experiencing, source experiencing itself in form. So really keep an eye out on when you start to fall into the competitive mindset, because that is instantly going to lower your vibration. And we're all playing a vibration game right now. That's literally the only game that we're playing. Even when you think about law of attraction, manifesting, you can't even have that conversation until you think about the law that comes before the law of attraction, which is the law of vibration. And that is that every single thing is constantly moving, is constantly in motion. Everything that has ever been created, will ever be created, is already here. And we are just constantly changing things into different forms and different fields using the power of our own energy and our own electromagnetic fields. So When you start to fall into comparison and a competitive mindset, you are not going to be able to manifest anything you want because you are at your core believing that you can't have it, believing that this other person has already taken that thing that you want, right? So really start to have a look at that. And every time that you start to feel jealous, pull yourself back and flip that and go, okay, this is where I would used to feel jealous, but instead I'm now reminded, I'm remembering that I'm actually in an abundance paradigm. I am in a place where everything that I want will come to me, and I truly, truly believe that it will. Without that belief, doubt is the blade that cuts the connection between you and what you're manifesting. Try and write that one down. Remember that. Doubt is the blade that cuts the connection. Okay? So, and I mean, if you want to go back through scriptures, this has been said by Jesus. This has been said by gurus and sages and prophets and everyone for all of time. It's about faith. It's about belief, whatever you want to call it. Knowing that you are actually in an abundance paradigm, in a world where you can call in anything you want and you don't have to work and push and like really push uphill to get it. It's more about surrendering to the understanding that you already have it and you can see it come into your reality. But when you're playing these comparison games, it's cutting that connection instantly. So when you find yourself falling into comparison and competition, use that as a great reminder to reframe. Go, okay, oh, here I am. I'm feeling those feelings. I'm going to flip that. Okay, so I'm seeing what I want. What am I jealous of? Okay, I'm jealous that this person has this beautiful house that I want. Okay, great. So I'm going to add to my list that I want a beautiful house. And I know that it has already been done. I'm going to keep following my intuition. I'm going to keep following the light that is freaking guiding me towards the most fun things that I can do. And that is what the journey is when you're trying to step into your purpose. It sounds so backwards from what we're used to and what we've been taught. You're actually meant to just follow joy, follow the things that light you up. And the more you do that, the more you raise your vibration. The more you raise your vibration, the more these things that you want are attracted to you because they're all resonating up here already on a much higher vibration than you have been living at. That's why you don't have them. So when you start to fall into scarcity, lack, competitive mindsets, you're really lowering your vibration even more. So don't let someone else be the reason that your vibration is being lowered and you're being separated further and further from the things that you want, right? So one tip that I would love to just make sure everyone is doing, check your socials. Make sure they're a safe space. If you have certain people that are really triggering you and you're struggling to get over this, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to reframe this competitive mindset. So in the meantime, while you're working on that, if there are a couple of people in particular that you know always trigger you and always pull you down into a low vibration, you always feel like shit after you see their posts because you're just so jealous and why can't I have what they have and it's all coming so easy for them and whatever it is, mute them or block them or delete them or whatever it is that will get them off your feed for now while you're healing, while you're rediscovering the amazing epic human that you actually are and you're getting your power back and you're finding your confidence again, get them out of your world for now. You know, you don't need, that's a choice of yours. You don't need to have these people reminding you every single day. But the beautiful thing will be is when you do that inner work and you start to have that confidence and you start to understand the law of vibration and you start to understand how to really manifest, you can eventually bring them back into your social feeds. And when you see that you're not getting triggered by them anymore, you'll know how much work you have really done. And you can be so proud of yourself. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode and I hope you're getting a lot of value out of it. I would love to ask you to take just a couple of seconds out of your day to please rate and subscribe this channel. Whether you're on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever streaming platform you're on, if you could take a couple of seconds to just rate and subscribe, I would be so, so, so grateful. That's going to really help us get our reach out a little bit further. It's going to help the amazing messages from my guests be heard by a larger audience. And we're going to be sharing a lot more perspective and advice and inspiration for those people who really need to remember that they can and will own and co-create the life that they want. And I want everyone who feels stuck in their job to be able to have a safe space to go to be reminded that you can 100%, you can get the life that you want. You can create it. You just need a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration, And that's what I hope to provide here on Trujectory, the podcast. So please rate and subscribe. Thank you so much in advance. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a beautiful day or night, depending on where you are. And now, while you're doing the work, I want you to really try to focus on the vision that's in your mind so strongly. Give yourself 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, preferably saying it to yourself, seeing it, living it, feeling it, just before you go to sleep and right when you wake up as well, when your mind, your subconscious mind, is in a more malleable state. It's more open to suggestion. It's called the somnambulist state. And when you're in this state, you are literally, your conscious mind is like the director and your subconscious mind is the orchestra. Like they are, it is listening to everything that the conscious mind is telling it. And especially at these times, just before sleep and right when you wake up, when you're in a really relaxed, very calm state. It's beautiful. The power that you have is incredible. So being able to sit with this vision that you want, whether it's a new home, whether it's a specific career, whether it's a soulmate relationship, a bunch of new friends, a community, whatever it might be, sitting with that and feeling it and letting it not just be an intellectual thought process, but a feeling, emotive, visceral process that you are feeling. So if you want a new house, I want you to sit in the morning. When you first wake up, I want you to tell your mind, I have this new house, and see it and feel it. Later in the morning, sit for 10 minutes and really use that time to just be in that house. Run your hand over the bench tops. Look at opening the doors of the balcony and walk out on the balcony and have a look at your beautiful view. Really experience it tangibly, feel it. And watch how much it raises your vibration. You should leave these sessions, these 10-minute sessions, smiling so bright, and you will feel your vibration rising so much. So doing that 10 minutes a day, morning and night, and also when you first wake up and when you're just about to go to sleep, reminding yourself, I already have this thing, and being very clear on what it is, this will start to really allow you to be living the future that you want to see, living the reality that you want to be living in now. And when you can do that, this is the big key to manifesting. It's being able to experience it emotionally now. It's the emotional side that is the magnetic side. Thoughts are electric and feelings are magnetic. Emotions are magnetic, right? So if you can think the thing you want and then feel it, you are calling it in. You have to have that faith. You have to be able to trust it. The only thing that stops it is that you doubt it and you go, why isn't it here yet? It's been 2 weeks and it's not here yet. And no one knows how long these things take. It takes different lengths of time for every different person, for every different thing that you're manifesting, because there are so many different elements in the law of vibration, as we spoke about. There's so many different elements that need to be shifted and changed, and so many different routes and ways and pathways that these things can come through into your reality. But you have to have that knowing, that faith that it has already happened. And it's just a matter of time until you see it eventuate in your reality. But as soon as you start going, oh, I've been trying this thing and it's just not working, that's when it's very easy to fall back into the competitor mindset. And then you look at people who are manifesting their dream life every day and you go, well, why do they get to do it and why can't I do it? And it's because you've cut off your own connection by doubting. So start with something small if you want, if that makes you more comfortable. Start with something that, you know, you believe that you could call in the next couple of months or the next year or so. And once you see that you can do that, you can call in something specific that you knew, that you know wouldn't be there if you hadn't been doing this inner work, the confidence and the evidence that you're going to have from that, like seeing that you can actually do this, that you can really shape your reality the way you want, and that you truly, as so many people have said throughout history, you are what you think. So think about that. The life that you're living right now is a culmination of the thoughts that you've had throughout your life up until now. You're living the manifestation of what you've been thinking. And our thoughts are very often on a loop, on a negative replay loop. So we get stuck in the same thing. Then when we wake up and we look at our reality and we're not happy with what we see, that then spurs the thought of, I hate what I see. I'm not happy. I am this, I am that, and everything sucks. Everything's hard. I'm broke. I'm bored, blah, blah, blah. And then, so what are you doing? Now you're manifesting more of that same thing. Okay. So really, to get you out of this competitive mindset, you need to be the witness of your own power. And to do that, you need to put in the work. This is just one suggestion. You can look up so many different ways to manifest. Do what suits you. Do what feels right to you. But this is one tip. So waking up first thing in the morning while you're still in the somnambulist state, your subconscious mind is very open to suggestion. You tell it you already have this thing that you want. Take 10 minutes in the morning, mid-morning. Take 10 minutes in the afternoon. And then just before you fall asleep, tell yourself again. And in those 10 minute periods, as I said before, you're thinking about the thing you want and you're physically experiencing it, okay? So really be getting yourself emotionally involved in that thing. And that is what is going to cause your vibration to rise. And that is the magnetic element of you manifesting. And once you do that, there's no more space for comparison and lack and envy, because you now know that you are the creator of your reality and that you created this one thing, and you can create the next thing that you want. And then you just keep becoming a master of manifestation and keep watching your reality expand to look exactly the way that you've always wanted it to. And there is no better feeling than that. That's when you are the creator and you are untouchable. You're finally tapping back into your limitless nature, which is who you are at your core. You are limitless potential. You are source creator energy experiencing itself in form. And that energy wants to expand. That's its nature. It wants to experience more and more. It wants to have everything that it possibly craves and longs for. Every single person craves different things, right? They might look similar in certain ways, but they're always slightly different. And that's because source, creator energy, wants to experience every single thing it can. So by you thinking, oh no, that's being greedy or that's being this or that, you're actually stopping creator energy from experiencing more of itself in the ways that it wants to. So you're human. Your humanness is getting in the way of something so much bigger than you. And that's when it's just so sad. It's like, we don't even realize what we've been doing to ourselves. So it's time to get yourself out of your own way. Try these practices, really get involved emotionally with what it is that you want. Watch the magic unfold. And you will not be falling into comparison and envy anymore, because you're going to just see things that you want. People will be examples and lighthouses for you. You'll go, oh my gosh, that person's got this amazing, this amazing holiday house. Now that I've got my dream house, I want a holiday house. And cool, okay, great. I'm going to add that to the list. I'm going to start manifesting that now. So the sky is the limit. You can have so much fun with this, but it also obviously aligns with manifesting your purpose. Like, you can really, if you really have this one career that you've been wanting for so long that you know is your purpose, you know that's what you're here to do, but fear has held you back for so long, in these 10-minute sessions and when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, use that time to be living in your purpose work. See yourself doing the work that you want so badly to do. And if you don't know what your purpose is yet, that's okay as well. That's what we're here for. That's what the podcast is for. There are so many different ways that your purpose reveals itself to you. But the truth of it all, always, is that your purpose is linked to your true, authentic, limitless self. So the more you do this work, the more you're tapping into your limitless potential, your limitless true self. And that's where your purpose is aligned with. So there are so many positives that come out of this work. So enjoy the process and hit me up on Instagram if you've got any questions or if there are any other topics in particular that you really want me to dive deep on, at Trujectory, one word, or at Sarah Louise Maxwell. And yeah, have so much fun doing this and have so much fun rediscovering how freaking powerful you are. Woo! Stay you, stay true. Mwah. Love you.